Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Did you guys hear that?
I heard something. What, did anyone hear it more clearly?
It sounded not dead. Someone, they need to get to the tower? Someone somewhere.
I don't know if you can see something, but all I can see are undead, and I feel terrible saying this, but I think we just have to go.
I guess so. It doesn't sit right with me. I heard them.
We gotta keep eyes on the prize, though.
We will hope they know how to get to the tower. We will hope we can get to the tower.
Off and to the right of this room, there is a single desk. There is a letter, but what catches your eye is a figure slumped over beside the desk.
I rush to this person.
It becomes clear that this person is deceased.
To whom may find this letter? The Arcane Brotherhood is not lost. This beacon of hope is meant to guide you to our location. Find the Arcane Brotherhood in Icewind Dale. There's refuge there. A place where the undead have slowed and cannot keep up their unrelenting force. Makoth the Crimson.
Oh shit!
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore.
Yeah, she, her, and I play Thea Amastasia.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her, and I play Yen Bolnuri, also she, her, Kalishtar Cleric.
And Tom Laird.
He, him, and I am playing Tulgir, who also goes by he, him.
And we're joined by a lovely guest today from the Broadswords. We've collected them all at this point. It's Kristen Flemons.
Yay.
Gotta catch them all.
That's right. We got
the Broadswords.
Yeah, I'm Kristen, she, her, and I will be playing Agath Godlast Cathlo Olavi, the Goliath fighter slash cleric.
I'm into it.
Also she, her.
Excellent.
If that's
so many letters. There is just so many letters.
There's like dashes, epistrophe. It's wild up in here.
You're going to have to pronounce it every time exactly the way it's said, okay?
Be a lot of, hey, you.
Yeah, totally.
And new girl.
Where we also don't pronounce things well is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. And I'm going to do my best to pronounce their names right.
But don't, because then you just set yourself up for, you know, where
you've
we
really,
don't
this is a catch 22.
Right.
You either do it right.
Ruining a theme.
Yeah.
So no pressure. There's no way you can
follow
succeed.
Your heart.
Okay. Well, this one's kind of hard to mess up. Newt Bootsma.
Thanks, Newt.
Thanks, Newt. Also, those are fun syllables all in a row,
super
aren't they?
Fun.
They really are.
So you can join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now, fuck it, let's play. We see you three soaring through the air on your magic carpet, going high above the spine of the world. And down below, we see a sole figure on horseback riding equal pace to you. You break through the mountain range after 4 or 5 days of travel. And before you, you see this shimmering rainbow wall. And at the base of this wall, is a horde of undead.
There it is.
Checks out.
This is the darkest timeline, people. You got tricked by the rainbow wall. You thought, sounds nice.
Camera panning down. No. Still nice. Still, oh, no, not nice
Magic
anymore.
Magic carpet, rainbow wall, person on a horseback. Come on.
Flying demons are crashing into this wall and shimmering and like pouring. Or like you see tears beginning to form and them trying to crawl through. You bring your carpet down and land beside the rider and just take a look over the site before you. And then we hear a heavy pounding knock at the door. And we find ourselves back in the tower of the Arcane Brotherhood. The three of you are getting ready, your gear. You've had a few hours of good, solid rest. As you're getting ready to leave to Icewind Dale, where you have been directed, this heavy knock comes at the door.
Ooh, I don't know.
Are we expecting anyone?
Oh, you two are vibing.
Jinx, you owe me an ale.
So, thinking like, someone selling cookies or like...
Can anyone see through a wall?
No.
No. Should we just... Hey, who's there?
Good one. Yeah. Again, Tall Gear. Louder.
Hello?
I want to crack the door just like a little bit and do that thing where you brace your foot along the bottom so that no one can shove it in. Like a jerk.
A large hand with pale Goliath-like skin does reach through the door and start to shove it open.
Oh, no thank you! No thank you!
Strength contest, please.
Oh, well that's gonna be...
You can do
please
it.
Please don't kill me by opening a door. That's a 13.
I didn't roll great.
So sounds about right.
19 then.
You're just like sliding against the door.
You're comically pushing me back. My shoes are like skidding along the dusty floor.
I'm like, very calmly, not like urgently, anybody? Just like the door needs to open.
Like I'm not even there.
I may not have noticed you. It's possible.
Yeah, it happens. It happens a lot.
And stepping through the door, you see a very large Goliath woman. She is probably getting close to 8 feet tall. She is... quite strongly built. Not a surprise, perhaps, that she was able to push the door open that simply. And fairly mud-streaked, probably some hints of dried blood at various places in the furs and armor that she is wearing. A fine panoply of weaponry attached to shoulders, back, hips, and she just steps through the door.
My footing slipped. The floor, tiny pebbles all over. Who are you?
Sorry, before you close the door, there are demons and stuff outside in case you want to bring anything in.
Yes. So before she closes the door, she holds it open for a few moments longer, and a gigantic horse comes in behind her. This horse is... pale to the extent that it's almost translucent. You can see blue veins and almost its musculature through the skin, sort of in like a creepy deep sea creature kind of way. And its eyes are this almost sickly yellowy green. And it sort of like snorts and huffs. And she slaps it on the butt a little bit to get it to move all the way through so she can then close the door. How big is the space in here now that...
It's a grand lobby.
It's cool.
Because I was picturing something a little bit smaller of like, wow, that's
we're
so
all like cheek to piled
in the elevator.
Can't even stand up because the 8 feet isn't high enough.
Yeah, no, we're in a large...
These are 10-foot ceilings,
yeah,
it's fine.
Large grand chamber of this massive... massive cathedral room.
And she'll just sort of take a second to, like, look around at the group of you. As you ask her who she is, it's Agath.
Gesundheit.
And you?
I have so many questions.
Well, I mean, let's start with the basics. I'm Tulgir.
I'm Yenbul.
She nods at each of you.
Well, I didn't want to give my name, but now I feel weird being the only one who hasn't said it. I'm Thea.
You do seem slightly weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, says the 8-foot-tall person who came riding in a translucent horse. Who are you? Not your name, but, like, who are you and what are you doing here?
I seek answers. This is the Tower. Arcane Brotherhood. The Beacon.
Yes, you're in the right place, but unfortunately, no one else is here.
We have also only just arrived, and we will be leaving soon.
And what is your business here?
Much like you, we came for answers and some assistance.
Good. Well, where are the answers? Do you know to whom we should speak? Or a library? Or...
Well, we do have a lead. Are you... I don't know, this is going to sound stupid, but the whole world is completely fucked up. Are you a good person?
I am not a demon.
Okay, that's a good start.
Well, yeah.
That's a good start.
Oh, you go. No, you go, Yenbul. You go.
She's just looking back and forth between the two of you.
How do you feel about Orcus?
Oh, that's a good question, Yenbul.
Poorly.
Okay, yep.
That is a good answer.
Are you maybe looking to change the world back to the way it was, perhaps?
I'm not sure I believe such a thing is possible, but were the gods findable, I would be interested in that. Or if I could bring punishment to Orcus, I would be interested in that.
Kind of seems like we're all on the same team here.
Wonderful. We can get going then.
Yeah, we're headed to Ice.
We are going to Icewind Dale.
That's the one.
We found a letter, and that there's a refuge, or that is where we are going.
But there is nothing here in the tower.
Correct.
I think she just sort of turns around and punches a wall. Briefly, Fred. So many dead. And nothing here in the tower. You've checked.
We have thoroughly checked.
Yeah,
well, there's one dead guy upstairs.
Pretty good sweep. Yeah, dead guy upstairs, and that's where we found the letter.
Mm-hmm. The letter.
By the beacon.
Yes.
To go to.
There was a letter from Makoth the Crimson explaining about Icewind Dale.
Are you ready? Do you want to take a sweep of the tower first? Do you?
Yes. I must see.
Want to go punch the guy upstairs?
Perhaps.
I mean, okay.
How long has he been dead?
Oh,
is he very rotten?
Well, he's pretty, not rotten, but he has been dead a long time.
Yeah, pretty gross.
And do you know who he is?
No.
And what was in this letter?
Just instructions about going to Icewind Dale.
Well, you can read it if you like.
I would
give her the letter.
You look at the letter and it says, "To whom may find this letter? The Arcane Brotherhood is not lost. This beacon of hope is meant to guide you to our location. Find the Arcane Brotherhood in Icewind Dale. There's refuge there, a place where the undead have slowed and cannot keep up their unrelenting force. Signed, Makoth the Crimson."
And does that name ring a bell for Agath at all?
Yeah, you would have been coming because you likely had contacts or at least knowledge of some people in the arcade. So yeah, the name definitely would ring a bell. Maybe not somebody you met, but mm-hmm. through...
I'm sure it was a real big story of how the Decimators of Dragons saved her from an ice dragon's lair.
A tale told across the land.
Yeah, that one lasted 20 years. Yeah. but yeah, you would have, you would recognize it.
I would like to do a quick sweep of this building if you have the time to spare, but I would not object to joining you in Icewind Dale if that is where the Brotherhood now is.
I'm happy to wait. I think we could use all the help we can get.
Also, can I touch your horse?
I would not recommend it. He is sensitive and has a foul disposition.
Oh.
Does he also
totally
have a name?
Totally going to touch your horse when you leave.
Trezraxxus.
Trezraxxus.
It's a real mouthful.
That is a strong name.
I call him Rax. He dislikes this.
Look, sounds like you two have a strong bond. Search the castle.
It's complicated.
We'll take care of Rax from a distance.
From around a corner, you guys hear Donnie, but you see a red pseudo-dragon zip out from around a corner, like carrying as many dry crackers that he could find. It's like, I found enough food to last at least me for like 20 minutes. So that should be, oh, we have friends?
I think sort of instinctually she goes for a weapon and then...
Oh.
It's all right. He's with us.
Donnie, get in here and I open up my pouch.
Okay, yeah. He's just going to pile the crackers in here. We got a new friend?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Horse has a real good vibe about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to hide in here.
You would like to go off and search the building?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a quick scan for anything. I think, you know, the idea of fighting so hard to get here and then having it be empty is just a little hard to swallow. So sure. She just needs to see it for herself.
You want to make it past the foyer. I get it.
Are there any, aside from people, is there any thing in particular that you might be looking for?
Any sort of writing, any sort of like maybe... You know, what she would really like to know is what the F happened to the gods and where are they and why the fuck aren't they here? Anything relating to that. So writing, pictograms, diagrams, stained glass things that might have hints, that kind of thing. Or I don't know, magical portal that'll come take her to punch Orcus right in the teeth, maybe something like that.
You go off. Do you leave the horse where it is? There's like an elevator that takes you up.
He kind of does what he wants. So
okay, cool. Yeah. Horse stays. But your new friend Agath walks off and back down the hall.
I want to try to make friends with the horse.
Okay. You're welcome to say what the horse does at this point.
I guess roll an animal handling check. Yeah. Maybe that sort of.
Oh, it's only a 15.
Okay.
Oh, it's not bad.
Well, no, but I mean, with a plus 10 animal handling, I was expecting something a little more exciting. But I rolled an Amy, so it's fine.
He is very moody and part demon. So he stomps and sort of shakes his head and huffs and doesn't quite attack, but you do notice that as he huffs, the breath coming out of his nostrils starts to get like this greenish, acrid like look and smell to it. And like you can sort of like feel like as you try and get closer, it kind of like burns the inside of your throat as you're breathing. You kind of like sort of like if somebody's cooking really hot chili peppers and it just like
yes.
Just like gasses out the whole myself. Room. Yeah, it's sort of like suddenly like, okay, oh, wow.
Oh, this is a good boy. It's going to be a good one to have on our team.
Telgear turns to Yenbol. He says, did you happen to scope all those weapons?
Yes, this is a very impressive person. I'm very happy to have on our side if she's on our side. So tall, so strong.
not down with Orcus. So that's right away. That's a plus.
It has been so long since we have seen any creature not immediately trying to kill us.
That's refreshing. It's why I was a little standoffish at first. You know, we've been burned before.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Plus, I mean, she just kind of really just manhandled that door with you behind
really
it. No problem.
Really just pushed it and you just slid
feet,
on the
though,
floor.
It was real slick. And then Thea starts to like scuff her shoe, like where it was, trying to recreate how slippery it was, even though it wasn't.
It's not slippery at all. No. In fact, you can't scuff them at all across the, with your own strength.
Dust blew in and it's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, happens whatever. To the best of us. Kind of rolls his eyes in the background.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We follow Agath back down this hallway, and the first hallway that you walk down, it follows the outside of the tower in almost a circular fashion for quite a ways before coming to a singular open door, probably because the other three would have been coming and going from it, which leads into just a small box of a room with a series of lights on the wall.
Are they like magical lights?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can tell. She knows magic stuff.
Yeah.
Can I roll some kind of like history or arcana check on what they are?
Would you know how an elevator works?
No, I don't think okay. Those are very common where she's from.
They're not.
She's going to spend a lot of time. Like, I didn't prepare detect magic, but...
You can definitely roll an arcana or even like a history because you would have gained some knowledge of the tower itself.
A little bit better at history, but that ain't good. That's a 10.
So you stare in this room for quite a while.
Yeah.
What would Agath do, not knowing exactly what to do in order to get movement?
Shield up, slowly approaching, very cautiously, stepping back a bit. Itching forward again, considering casting a spell, but deciding against it. I'm gonna take out maybe like a lance, just make it really awkward and like start poking things with the lance.
As you poke like one of these lights, it illuminates brighter and then the door begins to close.
That is very nerve-wracking. Small spaces, not great, but...
Then vertical movement starts.
I think she's very motion sick.
This is all we're doing for the rest of this episode. Yes,
it's just
I got it
on the elevator.
Like, pressed against the back, the wall. Like,
doesn't take very long, and then the movement slows and then comes to a stop, and you hear a small ding, and then the door slowly slides open, and you're on an entirely different... there's an entirely different hallway ahead of you.
Yeah, she's going to take full, like, stealth, like, crouch, like... creeping forward at a low crawl out of the doors very quickly in case they are like closing again. Gonna maybe prop them open with something. Then like very carefully, very like Hunter in the Woods style, make her way down this hallway.
Yeah, it's a dimly lit hallway, and there's several doors along the way. And as you look in kind of the first one, it looks like what were at one point living quarters. A lot of the sheets and beds have kind of been tossed. Personal items seem to have been cleared off of shelves. There's the occasional non-important like book or journal that's been like scrawled in a couple pages. But as you kind of flip through some of these, there's no real information regarding the gods or a portal or anything. It's all just, it seems like all before information when people were living happy lives.
So does it look like this place has been abandoned for that long then? Like 10 odd years or?
Not 10 years, I don't think. It looks like it's been, like dust has started to like really pile up on shelves and stuff. There appears to be fresh footprints. But what you can absolutely deduce is that they match the three that you met downstairs. On this floor specifically, you don't find anything else. So I'd say it's been abandoned for anywhere from between 1 and 3 years.
Okay. Are there stairs or is the elevator the only way to traverse?
Yeah, as you walk around, the only way you find is this... dinging box.
It is the way.
She'll like scowl at it and kind of grit her teeth and like, you know, just sort of do a sequential. I think she's figured out that how the buttons work, no longer requires the lance. Still deeply suspicious. Does not like it. Does not like this experience of moving like under something else's volition, but will scope the rest of the tower in the same way.
Yeah, you go floor by floor until you reach a floor about midway up this series of lights and the doors swing open and you find that there are no footsteps leading out.
Okay, more promising.
Which leads you to believe that it was a room or at least a floor that was missed by the group before you.
We are not thorough.
You walk out and into this what looks more like a large cathedral. And you do see along the walls... which are the swirling beacon up on top illuminates these stained glass windows. And in them are just backdrops. From the looks of the room, and as you kind of go around, you see that there are like placards beneath all of them. And they have the names of, at the very least, the lawful gods. But in those stained glass images, you do not see those gods.
Interesting. Yeah, I will sort of like do a full circuit of all of the windows and the cathedral space. And if there's nothing else to find except the gods' continued absence, then I will eventually make my way back down. In the meantime, I feel like my lovely horse may have Rax like snacks, so he may be trying to muzzle his way into that bag to take some of those crackers that went flying past.
super excited about it and is just feeding him all these crackers. Like,
hey, hey, those are my crackers. Hey,
you'll
no.
be fine.
Get
you'll
it away from
fine.
That. Get
I'm
it away from that demon beast.
Donnie, you know how important this is to me.
They're my crackers. I found them. You walk around the corner as this is happening.
Yeah,
they're mine.
Rax is like just sort of like snorting and like baring his teeth at the pseudo dragon.
I can snort and bare my teeth too. Hey.
Oh, you got something there, right? Yeah,
it's cracker.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Stop snorting.
No.
Get in the bag, Donnie. Yeah,
fine.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Your horse is a menace.
Yes, that is the point.
Did you find anything that you were looking for?
I simply found that here too, the gods are absent.
What gods specifically are you looking for?
Well, any of them would be nice, but...
Yeah, fair enough.
Eldath and I once had... Well, I was once her cleric. Before being a cleric was not a thing anymore.
Right. Well... Let's go kick some Orcus ass and find some gods in the Arcane Brotherhood?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm still feeding crackers.
They're my crackers.
We have only arrived here not too long ago in this time and place.
In this time?
Yes. We were, I guess, in the before times?
We're from the past, but isn't technically everybody from the past?
No.
Well, if you think about it, though.
Well, turns out these ones were fighting a lich, and then they essentially didn't realize 10 years had passed.
You say that like we lost track of time. In a floating pyramid, Tolgir.
That's not what I meant, but just from the time they went into the flying pyramid and the time they came out, 10 years everywhere else had passed. Not a lot of time had passed for them.
And the 10 most terrible years. And in all of this, I had not even thought to consider that the gods had all disappeared.
You are a cleric.
I am.
Were. Are.
I was?
For whom?
I follow the path of the light. I have a spirit, a quarry spirit called Ithgara. It is, I think, somewhat different than a cleric. Here I am from Kalimshan, and it is different, but I have a spirit who follows a god.
And your magic, have you used it since you lost 10 very bad years.
Yes.
And it... Did it not destroy things around you?
Only the things I was intending to destroy.
She cocks her head and it doesn't... For us, the clerics who are not from the past, do big air quotes. When the gods disappeared just before the war, our magic remained, but the gods were not here to fuel it, and it draws its power from the earth around us. Every spell I cast has a cost, a direct cost of the life force of those beings around me. This is not your experience. Do you still have connection to your god?
I look at my traveling companions, assuming they will jump in and say something if I have been draining their life force while we have been like
Oh.
I look at them. Have I been hurting you?
Oh, no. I'm okay.
I assumed everybody knew about this. Of course, that was a dumb assumption on my part.
It's hard to remember what has happened in 10 years to mention it.
That's true. There's a lot.
A lot, and the world is ended. It is a lot to remember. My power comes from the Dreaming Dark. This is different than following a god, so perhaps that is why I can still access my power?
Perhaps they are not banished. I do not know the Dreaming Dark. But I do know that whether it is living creatures or plants or just the earth itself, each spell I cast draws on that life force a little more, and the time the earth has left grows shorter with each act of magic.
Mathia, are you not able to restore the earth a little bit as we have traveled?
Like this much. I draw my power from the earth itself, from nature, and I don't know, maybe given more. There's not much earth or nature left. I'm only able to revitalize, I guess, a small portion.
So she'll look at the group of you sort of like in a stern, like matronly manner almost, and be like, you do not cast frivolous spells here. Cast only with the utmost need.
I do not cast frivolous spells.
Good.
Didn't you try to make just a leaf green?
That is not a frivolous spell in the dead world.
You gave away my cracker.
Johnny, I swear to God.
This is a lot of information to try to process. Perhaps we should start our travels. We generally go by carpet, but you and your beast will not fit on the carpet, I don't think.
Oh, but I bet he can run fast. Who runs fast? I hand him another cracker.
He's really warming up to you a lot.
Well, I got him.
I guess he's kind of watching this, like, huh.
I'm gaining a friend in the horse, and Donnie's just hating me more and more in my bag.
Why, you gotta get that horse while it sleeps. Does the horse sleep?
It is a demon. It does not sleep.
Motherfucker.
So your horse is fast? Could probably keep up to a flying carpet.
How fast is your rug?
Out of character, it goes 60 feet. Like, its movement is 60 feet, which is probably horse equivalent.
We will be fine.
Russ is waving
it's
away.
Nothing, it's nothing crazy. So.
Well, if the horse starts and goes,
if a magic carpet and a demon horse both leave,
we will be fine.
I suggest we go.
Yes.
Yeah, no time like the present.
Yes, there is nothing more for us here.
You all climb aboard your transports and break through the door into a swarm of demons.
Love it.
Welcome to the middle. We're here and we're excited.
And we're winners.
Winners!
Kind of.
Honorees?
No, not kind of. Honorees. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, always in our hearts.
Always. No, I take this as a total win. I'm going to turn Amy's mic up there.
Oh,
so
I'm real hot.
I mean, you are. Hey, you are real hot.
It's true. It's true. Sorry.
So is our podcast on the Webby Awards.
Yeah, the Webby Awards. We entered them and we got an honoree, which means we get a plaque that we get to put up on the wall.
A plaque.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
A plaque, guys. It's
and
amazing.
We can share custody of this plaque, and it can spend summers with us,
yeah.
And then we can go kind of like in a like 3-month rotational.
I don't want
period.
Winters with the plaque. There's nothing to do.
But you're always inside with
you
the
get
plaque.
To see the plaque
oh,
all
true.
The time. Yeah,
so, okay.
See,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is really just a win for you, Tom.
I like it. I'm on board.
But we wanted to brag a little bit, but also say thank you for listening to us and for being here and for supporting us and doing all that crazy stuff that you do on the internet. interwebs to tell people about us, because without that, we wouldn't have a plaque to share.
Yeah, we would have just been nominees.
Well, nominees is actually better than honorees. So we don't,
we would have just been
nothing. We would have just not been mentioned at all.
We would have been like,
we would be nothing without you.
You know what we would have been like? We would have been like Facing Fate, who didn't even get an honoree.
Poor little baby show.
Aww. Yeah.
It's just, it's too, it's not its time. Dungeons has put in its time.
I feel like next year will be Facing Fate's time. Yeah. We won't even enter Dungeons.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, maybe we will. We'll see how it goes. but yeah, that's, we got, details about that somewhere. Don't know.
Probably in the description?
In the description, maybe, or on our socials. Follow us. Yeah. Follow us on the socials, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Did we tell you that we're back on Instagram?
I didn't know we left.
Russ has been gramming all over the place.
Nah, well, we are, and I do it, sometimes.
That explains that.
Hey, yep. That sounds like how we do things.
Yep. Instagram.com/dumbdragoncast. So come join us over there. There's probably a picture. We'd love for you to see it. Okay, that's the end of this middle now.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
And we cut back to the base of the spine of the world. You see before you this horde of undead and this rainbow wall that looks like it curves up and back towards the region of Icewind Dale.
Is Spine of the World like the name of a mountain? Okay, good. That's what I thought. Good for me.
And we're witnessing like a dome of protective magic?
It appears that way. Okay. Yeah. It appears to be blocking out these demon creatures and undead creatures. But it does appear that some of them, the harder they hit and the more that hit in one place, are able to at least break through the curtain a little bit. You haven't seen any get through, but it does appear that they're weakening in some spots.
And how close can we get? Like, is there energy coming off it, pushing us back, or what? How do we interface with it?
Are we so good-hearted that we're just going to make it through no problem?
We can just fly through?
I don't know. How do you want to deal with this?
I don't know if the horse will make it through. I'm worried about the horse.
Good point. Yeah, I would like to fly close and see like what we're dealing with. I don't want us to get like rocketed back. In fact, since I can fly with my special boots or however I was able to fly before, I think I just can. I think I just decide to. Wait, but now maybe that's a spell. Fuck.
Wait, can you just is that fly magic? Now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do we have clarification on if Yenbol's magic is the same?
We don't.
You have nothing clarified beyond what Agoth has told you.
Maybe flying on the magic carpet is destroying the world. Who knows?
Oh my god. If only
there's a lot of magic in this
carpet.
World.
Like
greenhouse gases.
Yeah, I mean, air travel is notoriously one of the biggest polluters there is.
Lazy sons of bitches.
A lot of questions
just walk
that are
already.
Just terrible. we should fly close and see if we can get through, because we are good people.
Yeah, I kind of want to touch it. It's pretty.
Let me re-describe. Yeah, like so you've landed like at the base of the spine of the world. So then there's like rolling foothills and then swath of undead and then rainbow curtain.
So we're just a little up overlooking this horrific scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just can't stroll up. We've taken a moment to confer.
Yeah, so this is where we landed you at the beginning, just to be like, holy fuck.
I have a question for you, Agoth.
Mm.
You keep saying that Rex is a demon. This wall here seems to be repelling demons, or maybe undead, or maybe we haven't seen any demons, I don't know, but it's repelling things. Is he going to be able to get through the wall?
I do not know. He is technically half demon. Perhaps.
Okay.
That's enough.
Are you going to be able to ride through this horde to make it to the base of the rainbow wall?
You do. She does like kind of smile a little bit and sort of like loosen the mace on her shoulder.
All right. I like your confidence. Do we just try? Do we know that Icewind Dale nailed it? It's on the other side of this rainbow wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all have general world knowledge of where regions are.
Yeah, we've seen maps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look like from here there's any areas that might be like
easier to get
less
through?
Populated with the hordes of undead, and that you could maybe choose a more advantageous path?
If you, one of your flying friends, were to elevate themselves, you would see that it appears, as far as the eye can see, that there are undead. But this seems to be like a large cluster. Like there's a pathway that cuts through the spinal world, which you were following along, and it seems like this is where a lot of them have come out and just kind of congregate, and they're slowly spreading out. There is a cavern farther to the east where some of them appear to be like dropping off the closer they get to it. And it does appear to thin out more to the west. If you decide, or anybody decides, that they want to fly closer to it before just charging it, I could give you more information, but I'll leave that one up to you.
I want to run at it hard, like platform 9 3/4.
Yenbul can fly up and get closer, because, yeah, in theory, she can just fly, so...
Thea's going to take out guacamole and get on her
back.
It's
not what you think, Kristen. Yeah.
Oh, it's
not more snacks, surprisingly.
I was going to say, Rex's ears perk up.
Yeah, from her bag. It's loose, though. It's loose guacamole in my bag.
Just a handful
just a
of guac.
Fistful,
yeah.
It's oxidized.
Fistful of guac.
It's really,
just
yeah.
a fistful of
yeah,
guac.
All
That's all it is. Sorry for that visual, everybody. No, my jade serpentine owl. I say, guac, I need you. And a giant owl with a saddle. A big snowy white owl appears, and I say, you know, like if we're all on the same carpet and we hit this wall and we all
True,
go down,
point.
Like I think maybe now three separate units going for it might be a good idea. Maybe I could go for it first. If I fall off, you guys could catch me on the carpet.
I mean, we can certainly try.
I'm just saying, yes. I think if we're all putting all of our eggs in one flying carpet, we could end up with an omelet.
I will be flying 10 feet behind everybody.
Fair enough.
Just to let you know.
If we go to the west, there is fewer demons. We could try to flank around them and then approach the wall.
Okay.
Sounds like a solid plan. Let's hope it's not a solid wall.
I've been giving Tallgear carpet flying lessons, so he can totally drive it by himself.
And I'm
now.
Pretty good, yeah.
We've been taking turns, because we've been traveling by carpet, so it's, like, kind of exhausting. We have to, like, trade off.
You control it with your mind, though? So are you, like, making him seem like he can do it? You're doing a great job, Tallgear.
I grabbed the corners and I'm like...
I'm almost positive that is not true. No, okay. Spoken directions.
Spoken directions.
It's not tied to Yenbul's magic.
Right.
It is.
It's whoever's sitting on it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It has its own component to it.
It's just generally magic.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can rent magic carpets.
Yeah.
Or could in before the darkest.
In the before times.
Yeah.
In the before times.
When you could like go to a movie theater or like.
Sure. Yeah. This is really just a commentary on how life is right now.
Go. I know. It feels like that.
And thanks for bringing that to our game that we play every couple
That's
weeks.
Right. Why would I want to avoid that in my fantasy time? I don't. I want to live in the darkest timeline.
How bad could it be?
Wallow.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you fly or ride. Off to the west. Everybody roll stealth. And are you charging it, or are you going close, seeing what you can see, and then charging it?
I think the latter of those. Like, we'll get around the zombie horde, see what we're dealing with, and then, like, advance.
Got it.
Yeah, scouting. Scouting run seems like something you do when you know how to survive. Does Rex need to roll separately?
Yeah.
Now, doesn't the rider control the horse?
He's a big old horse. I mean, I would roll one I mean, you're basically rolling for the horse at this point, I think, because you...
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I roll for guacamole then and undo this roll that I did?
No, you have to keep that roll.
Okay, I'm singing as I...
does Rex
going
have
on a scouting
just,
mission.
Just use your stealth if Rex doesn't have stealth.
My stealth?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's actually a 19, surprisingly, for the Goliath on the armored horse.
I mean,
you're battle hardened. Like, you're
not your first time.
This isn't your first time. I also got a 19.
Ooh, I got a 16.
I'm yelling at the top of my lungs as I fly. I love the feeling of the wind in my hair. I rolled a 1.
Oh, I've missed riding my giant snowy owl.
I have a plus 2, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, aren't you lucky?
Wasn't
somebody saying they were going to be lucky?
So lucky, Kristen.
But Kristen is here to remind you how lucky you are.
I'm going to take a lucky action. Thanks, Kristen.
They never remember
and
what
I
they can
do.
And I
rolled a 12, which is now 14, which is like 13 times better than
better.
What it was
years
before.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Kristen.
Okay, we'll say you all make it to the west, where it begins to thin out. Like, it's like, you know, 4 or 5 undead deep rather than like 50 deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
It's
like petering off. As far as your scouting mission, Yenbol, I assume like maybe you are flying close because you're the most controlled.
Sure.
Okay. A big owl, not as controlled as an individual
happening.
Deciding where they're flying.
I mean, I do it like Superman, but weirdly, like I'm Jesus. Like, you know how he flies? Like,
yep.
You know.
I'm sorry. Does Jesus fly, Carla?
Sure.
I'm just curious.
I mean, this is probably not the place to get into that.
depends on your denomination.
Yeah. Sometimes Jesus flies.
Flies in a Jesus-like position where Jesus, you know.
Yes,
not
I get it.
Jesus
when
is flying
like
floating
Jesus. Down after he's done something
you know when
impressive,
it's really
like
being
how,
yeah. a Christ analogy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. Okay, Yenbol, you Jesus fly over to the wall. the closer you get, you can begin to see through the veil, and you look down around the ground, and you see like more hilly and some like rocky terrain. Closer to where the mass of the horde is, you see that there is like a guard or a sentinel group positioned higher up on a rocky cliff face. And as things are kind of tearing through, you see arrows loose towards them. So you see probably 3 or 4 people, humanoid people.
How far are they from me? Or how close can I get to them through the wall?
I mean, you're probably would have had to go down a fair ways, like 200, 300 feet.
Yeah, so I'd have to go back to where that mass of undead is to be closer.
If you wanted to draw their attention, yeah, you'd have to make your way back that way. And there are flying things more present over there that you haven't, fortunately, tripped.
Okay, I'm gonna file that away.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'm not gonna file that away. I'm going to tell my friends. I think I can do that psychically.
Ooh.
So I don't need to come down.
Look at all this frivolous magic, Kristen. Jeez.
But it's not spells. These aren't spells.
Now they're paranoid. I love it.
We were paranoid
but
to
Russ,
begin
it's not
with,
a spell.
Russ.
It's just an ability that I have.
Don't take that
yes,
over,
I can. I can speak telepathically, so I share this information that there is guards on the other side. Back down, you know, all that stuff you just said.
Yep.
What can I see kind of where we are through? Just rolling hills.
Yeah, the rolling hills just continue. There, a couple cliffy rock faces. That's a thing, right?
Rocky cliff.
Beautiful.
Rocky
cliff I love faces. It. It's evocative.
Yep.
are the cliffy rock faces verdant or are they dead? Is there living things on them?
Yes, there appears to be life beyond this veil.
Okay, I'm going to kind of go back to where my friends are. On the other side, the hill. There are trees and life.
Really?
It does seem to be some kind of refuge.
Okay. Well, we've got to get in there, obviously. I mean, we did before, but I'm sounding like a drug addict. Guys, we just gotta get
to
the green.
I need to fix those sweet trees.
I gotta smell that sweet grass. But yeah, we should probably, like, was there anything else you noticed? Like, so you said that there were guards there.
Yes, but not close here. So they are protecting against breaches, but I don't know if we will count as a breach. Should I just go try to touch the wall?
I guess there's only really the one way to find out.
I agree. I'm going to try and touch the wall.
I'm going to follow behind her and not touch the wall, but just be there in case something horrible happens to her.
Well, what if I blow back and you need to catch me?
Sure.
I think it's nice of you.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I gently reach out my hand.
Okay. You reach out your hand and you feel like a warm glow the closer you get to it. And like I said, the closer you get to it, it becomes more translucent, less like just rainbow colors floating through. And you feel like you've gotten to a point where you should be touching something, but you are moving. You continue to move forward.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep moving forward if I can.
Yeah.
Tentatively.
You slowly move through until, like, this color begins to envelop you, and then you break through on the other side. It's cold, like frigid cold air. But it's clean air. It's crisp. It smells fresh.
I turn to my friends to see if I can still see them or they can see me and we can...
Yeah, sorry, Thea, as you've gone up, you too would be able to see through, and you see Yembl proceed through this wall and, like, turn around to look towards
you.
And
beckon. Do one of these and yeah. Wave to each other?
No, just beckon, like...
Okay, then, well, I fly back to Agoth. They made it through. I don't think anyone shot arrows at them. Do you think you can get through the undead extravaganza down there?
I've seen more extravagant extravaganzas.
Yeah, you have.
I am optimistic.
I'm happy to help if you think you need a hand.
I, on the other side, have dug into my bag and I'm getting all of the clothes I have with me because I'm from the desert. And Leosin did warn me that I should bring some warm clothing, and boy, do I need it.
Now you're layering up.
I'm not equipped for this.
All right. Maybe we can hang back, and if Agoth, do you need us? Would you like us to, like, help clear the way with you? Are you a go-it-alone kind of gal?
I would not deny any compatriots the joy of battle.
Okay, let's do this thing. Into the horde, we ride and also fly.
With that, you take off down this cliff face and charge toward the horde. I assume you're going to let Agoth kind of lead that charge and then...
Very much so, because if there's trouble, then we can come in and help. Okay. And if not, great.
I just want to be, like, ready with my bow and arrow.
Yeah.
How are you just charging through with your horse, or do you have a weapon drawn? How are you breaking through at least the first few undead?
So... Building up as much speed as possible on the way down, sort of hunched over Rex's neck, sort of sitting high in the saddle, shield on one arm. I'm going to pull the mace in the other and, like, stay silent as long as possible because I think they're sort of focused on wall.
Just like that.
But at the last minute, I think, you know, the joy kind of overtakes her and she'll just, like, let out a giant scream as she, like, just barrels into them. And I mean, he's a charger. He's like a half demonic warhorse. So, like, we trample the first few for sure. And just, I'm just gonna, like, it's like playing T-ball with the mace.
Heads.
Okay.
This massive horse and Goliath are charging through and heads are flying. And then you see Agoth reach the wall, and it begins to light up. It didn't do this when Yembl charged through. Like, the horse hits this wall and flames begin shooting out and around. She continues to charge forward, and Yenbul, you see, like, this horse, and Agoth, you would see it too, like, the flesh begin to bubble. And you feel like you hit, like, quicksand. Like, you slow a lot. And you feel the undead grasping for your horse behind you and kind of pulling through with you as you are continuing your momentum as much as you can through. And Yenbul, you hear the whistling sound of an arrow flying through the air towards you.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 82, starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia, Carla Maxted as Yenbul Nuri, Tom Laird as Tulgir Heavyfoot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master, with guest Kristen Flemons as Agoth Godlost Catho Alavi. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Eric Houlihan, and Ray Serbeck. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
I want it, like, Amy wants to have some, like, Rick Grimes, like, questions for her. Like, how many people have you killed?
Sure.
No, but I can't think, right? There aren't enough fingers. Are you, I don't know, this is going to sound stupid, but the whole world is completely fucked up. Are you a good person? In the background of all of this, can you have, like, the elevator doors close, get stuck on whatever she has, ding, open back up, yeah. Close, jam on it, ding, open back up.
Was anyone else picturing, like, when Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, when they go to the mall and all the historical figures are, like, amazed by the mall? Because that's what I was picturing.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I didn't even remember I was a cleric.
Hold, please. You're the one who said you were a cleric at the beginning, and I was like, damn, I didn't say my character's pronouns or what she was or does.
What she was or does?
What yeah. She was or does.
Right?
Was or does.
Elf druid. Go. Fuck.
Okay. It's okay. Tom didn't say it either. Only I did.
I know.
And then I apparently forgot.
Jump back. Who the fuck is this? Now we're back again.
Yeah. I see what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really Tarantino-ing this, Russ.
Well, I didn't want there to be any question why you had to bring this character along. Character's already there.
It's true.
I like
yep,
it.
Perfect.
How we get
it's
there
just
is up
how
to
you
us.
Said yes, not if you say yes.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.